哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all our dear brothers and sisters.
相信我们大家在上个星期的与我们家人的感恩大餐里头我们都已经献上我们对神这一年来的感恩。
And I believe that last week during our Thanksgiving family meal, we have already given much thanks to God.
我们回顾这个一年来。我们对神的这个经历神到底是怎么样的神呢？
And as we reflect upon the past year, we look at our experiences and see who God is.
所以晚上小弟想说跟我们一起来学习以便以谢的神。
So tonight I would like to share with you all the topic, the God of Ebenezer.
我们一起来看撒母耳记上的第七章。
Let's all turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上七章的第二节到第十四节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verses 2 to 14.
七章二节。
Chapter 7 verse 2.
约柜在基列耶林许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向神。三节。
3.
撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向神，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。四节。
Four.
以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他录，单单的侍奉神。五节。
Five.
撒母耳说，要使以色列众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告神。六节。
Six.
他们就聚集在米斯巴，打水浇在神面前。当日进食说，我们得罪了神。于是撒母耳在米斯巴审判以色列人。七节。
Seven.
非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人，以色列人听见就惧怕非利士人。八节。
Eight.
以色列人对撒母耳说，愿你不住地为我们呼求主我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。九节。
Nine.
撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献与神，做全身的燔祭，为以色列人呼求神，神就应允他。十节。
Ten.
撒母耳正献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战。当日神大发雷声，惊乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。十一节。
Eleven.
以色列人从米斯巴出来追赶非利士人，击杀他们，直到伯甲的下边。十二节。撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今神都帮助我们。十三节。从此非利士人就被制服，不敢再入以色列人的境内。撒母耳做士师的时候，神的手攻击非利士人。十四节。
14.
非利士人索取以色列人的诚意，从以格伦直到加特都归以色列人了，都归以色列人了。属这些城的四境以色列人也从非利士人手下收回。那时以色列人与亚摩利人和好。在这一章经文的记载，
Here in this passage records,
是当这个撒母耳他做先知的时候。
When Samuel was a prophet,
在他的带领之下，这个以色列人他们全家归向神。
Under his guidance, the whole Israelites returned to the Lord.
撒母耳就为他们来祷告。
And Samuel prayed to God for them.
那非利士人前来攻击他们。
And the Philistines came to attack them.
那在神的这个帮助之下，以色列人得胜，前来攻击他们的非利士人。
And under the help of God, the Israelites were able to overcome the Philistines who came to attack them.
也让非利士人从此就被制服，而不敢再入以色列人的境内来扰乱。
And from then on, the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel.
所以撒母耳就立了一块石碑在米斯巴和善的中间。
And so Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen.
并且将这一块石头叫做以便以谢，说到如今神都帮助我们。
called its name Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us."
哦，神帮助以色列人。
God helped the Israelites.
哦，在这个撒母耳的带领下，哦，他们经历到神是以便以谢的神。
Under the guidance of Samuel, they were able to experience that the God, that their God is the God of Ebenezer.
哦，也就是说，到如今神都帮助我们。
Which means that thus far the Lord has helped us.
哦，但是在之前的以色列人，他们所经历的神，他们对神的认识可不是这样。
But the Israelites before this, they did not have the same understanding towards God.
哦，在之前我们晓得，这个约柜曾经在国外流浪过。
And we know that previously the ark had been wandering.
哦，被这个仇敌非利士人掳到他们的国家去了。
That it had been the ark had been captured by the Philistines into their own country.
哦，那为什么会这样子？
And why did this happen?
哦，这个就要讲到在撒母耳之前这个祭司以利还有他的两个儿子。
And then we need to talk about the priest before Samuel, that is Eli and his two sons.
哦，他们是怎么样带领当时的以色列人？
And how did they guide and lead the Israelites at that time?
哦，让当时的以色列人对神的认识，以及从神那边所经历到的是什么？
And what was the Israelites' understanding of God, and how did they experience God during their time?
哦，我们一起来看撒母耳记上的第二章。
Let's all turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
二章一起来看十二节。
And let's all read verse 12.
撒母耳记上二章十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12.
以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。十三节。
13.
这两个祭司待百姓是这样的规矩：凡有人献祭正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来，手拿三尺的叉子。十四节。
14.
将叉子往罐里或鼎里或釜里或锅里一插，插上来的肉祭司都取得去，凡上到示罗的以色列人，他们都是这样看待。15节。又在未烧纸油以前，祭司的仆人就来对献祭的人说，将肉给祭司，叫他烤吧，他不要煮过的，要生的。16节。献祭的人若说，必须先烧纸油，然后你可以随意取肉，仆人就说，你立时给我，不然我便抢去。17节。
17.
如此这二少年人的罪在神面前甚重了，因为他们藐视神的祭物。小字的部分说，或作他们使人厌弃给神献祭。那我们再跳过来看，我们来看这个二十二节。
Let's jump to verse 22.
二十二节，以利年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕门前侍候的妇人苟合。好，我们读到这里。
We'll be to hear.
好，我们看到就当时当以利他当大祭司的时候他的两个祭司儿子。在圣经在这里神对他们的评价是恶人不认识神。
And we see here when Eli was a high priest, his sons were corrupt in the eyes of God.
他们一整天都在这个会幕里头服侍神。
And the whole day they were in the tabernacle serving God.
但是神却说他们是不认识神的。
But God said that they did not know him.
这个也值得我们去思考。
And this is something that we should ponder upon.
今天我们在神的眼中，我们认不认识神呢？
Today in the eyes of God, do we know him?
神悦不悦纳我们给他的侍奉？
Is God pleased with our servitude?
那我们再看到这个祭司爸爸对他儿子这么说。
And we see the priest father said to his sons.
我们来看24节。
Let's look at verse 24.
二十四节说，我儿啊，不可这样，我听见你们的风声不好，你们使神的百姓犯了罪。我们看到在这个以利还有他两个儿子的这个带领之下，以色列百姓他们向神是犯罪的。
And we see here that under the guidance of Eli and his two sons, the Israelites transgressed against God.
在祭司的带领下不但没有更加的遵守这个神的律法， 讨神的喜悦，反而是更加的犯罪。
And under the guidance of the priests, not only did the Israelites not keep the ordinances of God, but they instead sinned against him.
当然，神也差遣这个使者来警告他。
And of course, God sent his prophet to warn them.
好，我们来看二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
二十九节，我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物。你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我名以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？神在这边这个责备这个以利说你尊重你的儿子过于尊重神。
Here God rebuked Eli and told him that he honored his sons more than he honored God.
所以放任你的儿子以及儿子的仆人让这个以色列百姓他们厌弃来向神献祭。
And therefore he made the people abhor sacrificing to God.
让他们犯罪得罪神。
And made them transgress against God.
那果然神的刑罚到了。
And so God's punishment came.
在当时他们最大的敌人就是这个腓力士人。
And at that time, their greatest enemy was the Philistines.
那腓力士人跟他们这个打仗。
And the Philistines came to war against them.
那同样在了这个以便以谢这个地方。
And in the same place at Ebenezer.
以便以谢这个地方这个名字的意思就是到如今神都帮助我们了。
And Ebenezer means that thus far the Lord has helped us.
结果以色列百姓他们感觉到神没有帮助。
But then the Israelites felt that the Lord had not helped them.
那为了要求神真正帮助他们。
And in order for God to truly help them.
他们想那就把神请来好了。
They thought then we will ask God to come.
所以把这个神临在的代表就是约柜从这个示罗的会幕里头抬到了前线以便以谢。
And so they took the ark that was in Shiloh to the front of the battle line.
约柜来了，约柜来了，神到了。
The ark has come, God has come.
证明以便以谢到如今神都要帮助我们了。
And it shows Ebenezer, that is, thus far the Lord will help us.
没想到不但没有打胜仗还连神的约柜都被腓力士人给掳走了。
But to their surprise, not only were they not victorious, but the ark was captured by the Philistines.
不是在以便以谢这个地方，到如今神都帮助我们的地方，怎么会打败仗？
Is it not at Ebenezer where the Lord has helped us? Why is it here that we have been defeated?
可见当时的以色列百姓，当时的祭司。他们对神的看法是什么？
And here it shows how the Israelites and the priests viewed God at the time.
他们对神的认识又如何？
And it shows their understanding of God.
把那个无所不在又真又活的神当作是偶像在抬啊。
They took the God who is invisible and carried him as an idol.
跟他们的敌人腓力士人所拜的这个大滚神又有什么不同呢？
And how is God different than the Philistines' God?
把独一真神，把至高的神，把它降低到跟偶像一样。
They took the Almighty God and lowered him to be like idols.
认为啊。只要把它抬来，我们就有神同在，就一定能够打胜仗，就一定能够得着以便以谢。
And they thought that if they carried the ark, then they would be able to be victorious and would have Ebenezer.
今天我们对神的认识是不是也这样？
And today is our understanding of God the same?
我们用很多看得见的东西。
There are many things that we can see.
比如说看得见的这个钱财的祝福，看得见的会堂的辉煌，看得见的组织的庞大，看得见的这个活动的花俏。
For instance, we can see the wealth that God gives, or the grandeur chapel, or many of the activities that we have.
我们就认为说神就跟我们同在了，以便以谢了。
And therefore we feel that God abides with us and we have Ebenezer.
那真的是这样吗？
But is it truly so?
我们对神的认识是不是 跟一般外邦人他们拜偶像对他们的偶像神明的认识一样？
Is our understanding of God the same as how the Gentiles worship idols?
神借着这一场这个败仗也刑罚了以利全家。
And through this defeated battle, God also punished the whole family of Eli.
所以这个以利两个儿子当然就战死在沙场上。
And so Eli's two sons were killed in the battlefield.
当这个噩耗传回大后方，传到以利的耳朵。
And when this news came to Eli,
我们来看撒母耳记上的第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，他一提神的约柜，以利就从他的位上往后跌倒，在门旁折断颈项而死，因为他年纪老迈，身体沉重。以利做以色列的士师四十年，我们再继续看十九节。以利的儿妇非尼哈的妻怀孕将到产期，她听见神的约柜被掳去，公公和丈夫都死了，就猛然疼痛，屈身生产。二十节。将要死的时候，旁边站着的妇人对她说：“不要怕，你生了男孩子的。”他却不回答，也不放在心上。二十一节，他给孩子起名叫以加伯，说荣耀离开以色列的，这是因为神的约柜被掳去，又因他公公和丈夫都死了。我们看到神对以利家的审判。
Here we see the judgment of God toward the family of Eli.
父子同一天死亡。
Father and sons died on the same day.
也让那个这个到了产期的这个儿妇结果难产而死。
And the daughter-in-law died while giving birth.
就如同他为这个新出生的孩子所起的名字叫以加伯。
And gave the newborn child's name Ichabod.
以加伯的意思就是荣耀离开，荣耀离开以色列的。
And Ichabod means the glory has departed from Israel.
神的约柜被掳走了。
The ark of God has been captured.
服侍神的祭司都死掉了。
All of the priests who serve the Lord has died.
有什么荣耀？荣耀离开了，神离开了。
Where is the glory? The glory has departed.
所以我们看到这个在撒母耳。这个带领百姓回归对神这个认识神是以便以谢的神之前呢。
So we see before Samuel guided the Israelites back to the Lord and helped them to understand that God is the God of Ebenezer.
以色列百姓他们对神的认识甚至是以利这个大祭司以利他对神的认识是什么？
We see the view of the Israelites on God and even Eli's understanding of God.
神是刑罚的神。
God is a God of judgment.
神是降祸的神。
God is a God who gives calamity.
神是以加伯的神。
And God is a God of Ichabod.
是离开以色列的神。
He is a God who has departed from Israel.
而不是撒母耳那个时候他带着百姓对神的认识是以便以谢，是赐福，是帮助，是到如今都帮助他们的神。
And their understanding was different from the time of Samuel where God was a God of Ebenezer and the God who gave grace and helped them.
神到底是什么样的神？
And who exactly is God?
是以便以谢还是以加伯？
Is he the God of Ebenezer or the God of Ichabod?
我们从这个圣经我们可以知道。
And from the Bible we can know.
神是亚伯拉罕的神，神是以撒的神，神是雅各的神。
God is the God of Abraham, God of Jacob, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
神也是接下来这个约瑟的神。
And God is also the God of Joseph.
当这些人他们在他们的人生遭遇到困境的同时。
When these people encountered difficult situations,
他们都到神的面前来。
They all came before the Lord.
他们仰望神的帮助。
They looked to God for help.
如同诗篇所说的，帮助他们的是从哪里来？是从造天地的神而来。
And like what it says in Psalm, their help came from the God who created the heaven and earth.
之后的摩西也是一样。
And it was the same with Moses.
哦，摩西带领了200多万的以色列百姓。
Moses led 2 million Israelites.
哦，他们在出了埃及之后，在旷野哦40年。
And after departing from Egypt, they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
哦，不知道我们弟兄姐妹有没有曾经想象过？
And I do not know if our brothers and sisters have imagined this.
哦，这个两百万人同时大露营哈，那个帐篷一搭，不知道有多这个哈有多壮观呐。
And these 2 million people had to camp together.
好，那两百万人在一天哈吃喝拉撒睡要多少的资源呢
？And 2 million people had to eat, drink, and use a restroom.
哦，四十年呢。
For 40 years.
哦，神亲自降玛纳养活他们。
God personally sent down manna to feed them.
哦，神让磐石出水，哦，解决他们这个供水的问题。
And God allowed water to come out from the rock.
哦，四十年来，他们的衣服、他们的鞋子都没有穿破。
And all for 40 years, their garments and sandals were not broken.
哦，所以对他们来说，神真的是以便一切的神。
And so to them, God is truly the God of Ebenezer.
哦，当他们进到了迦南地，在约书亚的带领下。
When they enter the land of Canaan under the guidance of Joshua.
哦，他们呢，走干地过约旦河。
They were able to cross the Jordan River on dry land.
他们把这个迦南七族给赶跑了。
And they were able to cast away the Canaanites.
哦，他们承接这个迦南的地业完成哦，神对他们列祖的应许。
And they inherited the land of Canaan and inherited the promise of God toward their ancestors.
所以一再的告诉我们，以色列人对神的认识，甚至今天我们对神的认识，应该就是以便以谢的神。
So it again and again tells us that our understanding of God should be the God of Ebenezer.
但是我们在过去这一年我们的省思，我们的回顾。
In this past year, as we reflect,
有些弟兄姐妹就会说，为什么我都没有经历到以便以谢的神呢？
Some brothers and sisters may say, why have I not experienced the God of Ebenezer?
我呼求的时候他没有回应。
When I called to the Lord, he did not respond.
我有需要的时候神好像袖手旁观。
When I am in need, it seems that he is just looking and not helping.
为什么神离我好远？
Why is it that God is so far away from me?
为什么我没有办法体验神是以便以谢的神，反而我体验到的是以利，神是以加伯的神。
Why can I not experience that God is the God of Ebenezer, but instead I experience that God is the God of Ichabod?
所以我们现在我们要来进一步来看一看到底是什么原因能够让以加伯的神转变成为以便以谢的神。
So now let us take a step further and see what, why God is able to change from the God of Ichabod to the God of Ebenezer.
我们还是看回来，这个撒母耳记上的第七章这里。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳是怎么样让这位以加伯的神变回原本的以便以谢的神。
How did Samuel help the Israelites see God as the God of Ichabod to the God of Ebenezer?
刚刚我们所读的这个七章的第二节。
As we read previously in chapter 7 verse 2.
这里说以色列全家都倾向神。
It said that all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
这个倾向神，这个是我们中文的翻译。
And
和合本的翻译，如果我们参考其他中文版本的翻译，在这个现代中文译本翻成说向神求助。
And here the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
吕正中的译本翻成说悲伤哀动地仰望着神。
And in some other translations it says that they cried out to the Lord with a sorrowful heart.
那新译本翻译成说痛悔寻求神。
And another translation says that they were cut to the heart.
所以在这里在这个20年的期间，撒母耳他做先知，他带领以色列全家痛悔的归向神，痛悔的寻求神。
And in these 20 years, Samuel led the Israelites to return and lament to the Lord.
讲简单一点就是重新站到神这一边来的。
And in simplified terms, that means he helped them to once again stand on the side of God.
之前以利还有他的两个儿子把以色列百姓啊带离开神，站到神的另外一边去了。
So previously, Eli and his two sons had taken the people away from God and on the other side.
现在撒母先知啊把以色列百姓通通又带回来。
Now Samuel once again brought the people back to God.
站回到神这一边来了。
Back to the side of God.
我们啊这个有个故事说啊，说在这个美国南北战争的期间。
And there is a story, and that is when the North and South were at war in the U.S.
西佛沃的时候
at the Civil War.
有人就问这个北方的军队的统帅林肯说，总统先生你跟这个南边南军这个统帅在打仗之前都会向神祷告。
And someone asked the commander of the North, that is President Lincoln, both you and the commander of the South both cry out to the Lord before war.
那请问这个神到底要站到哪一边呢？
So whose side should God stand on?
是要站到北军您这边来呢，还是站到敌军南边那边去？
Should God stand on the army of the North or your enemy, the army of the South?
林肯总统这么回答。
And Lincoln responded.
他说我祷告不是求神站到我这边。
So when I pray, I do not ask God to stand on my side.
我祷告是求神能够帮助我们站到神那一边去。
When I pray, I ask God to help us to stand on his side.
我们看到这个重点了。
And here we see the important point.
站回神的那一边去。
To stand back onto the side of God.
是我们得着这个神是以变以现的神的一个转变。
And this is the transformation that allows us to stand on the, and allow God to be the God of Ebenezer.
从以加伯的神。
From the God of Ichabod.
从神是降祸审判离开的神。
From the God of calamity and famine.
能够转变成为神是到如今都帮助都赐福的神。
To transform to God, being a God that has helped us.
这个是很重要的一点。
And this is a very important point.
但是要让我们愿意站回到神这一边呢。
But for us to be able to stand back on the side of God.
在我们堕落的本性里头，我们的 nature 当中是很困难的。
In our corrupt nature, it is very difficult.
因为我们的nature 我们的本性天性都是倾向于肉体，都是倾向于世界，很难说要站回神这边来。
Because our nature often longs after the fleshly desires, and so it's very hard to stand on the side of God.
不但是还没有信主在堕落当中的人是这样。
Not only those who have not believed in the Lord.
连认识神的人也一样。
And even it is the same for those who know the Lord.
当该隐杀了亚伯。
When Cain killed Abel.
神让这个亚当又生了赛特来替代。
God allowed Adam to continue to have Seth.
那这个赛特跟他的后裔被称作是神的儿子们。
And Seth and his descendants were called the sons of God.
但是我们看到圣经怎么说他们。
But then we see how the Bible described them.
神的儿子们看见人的女子们漂亮，就随意挑选娶来为妻。
The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were beautiful, and they took wives from themselves of all whom they chose.
还是倾向于肉体，倾向于情欲。
So they followed their fleshly desires.
以至于到最后，全地都败坏了。
To the point where the whole land was became corrupt.
神不得不用洪水毁灭世界。
And so God had no choice but to destroy the world with flood.
单单只留下挪亚一家八口。
And he only left Noah and his family of eight.
他们成为新世代的主人了。
And they were the people of the new generation.
但是挪亚出了方舟之后他做了什么事情？
But after Noah came out of the ark, what did he do?
做了农夫摘的葡萄园，结果就喝醉酒了。
Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard and drank wine and was drunk.
醉到不省人事甚至露出了羞耻。
And he was drunk and became uncovered in his tent.
还是倾向肉体。
And once again, he followed the lust of his flesh.
好，啊，到了后来。
And then.
我们看看以色列选民，他们在出埃及，在旷野，心里头想的是什么？
After the Israelites came out and were in the wilderness, what was their heart full of?
想的还是埃及的黄瓜了，埃及的鱼了，埃及的肉锅啊。
Their heart thought of the meat, the melon, and the fish of Egypt.
埃及的食物。
The food of Egypt.
所以还是倾向世界啊。
And they once again looked to the world.
哦，今天的我们。啊，我们都信了耶稣，都成为耶稣基督的门徒啊。
And today we have all believed in the Lord and have become His disciples.
那请问我们倾向的，我们所站的到底是哪一边呢？
And my question is, which side are we on?
我们希望我们啊所认识的神，所经历的神是以变以谢的神。
And we hope that the God we know is a God of Ebenezer.、哦、
是那个到如今都帮助我们的神。
That he is a God that has helped us thus far.
那请问我们的内心，我们的家庭，甚至我们的教会是站在哪一边？
But in our heart, in our family, and even in our church, which side are we standing on?
是站在神这一边呢，还是站到神的另外一边去呢？
Are we on the side of God or on the other side?
哦，尤其是教会哦带领的这些领导者们。
Especially the leaders of the church.
我们是像以利。跟他的儿子们把神的百姓带离开神，还是像撒母耳先知把神的百姓带回站回神这一边来？
Are we like Eli and his two sons who take the people away from God, or are we like Samuel who bring the people back to God?
这也关系到我们的教会，哦，我们是经历是要经历以便以谢的神，还是以加伯的神？
And this affects whether our church will experience the God of Ebenezer or the God of Ichabod.
哦，那单单站回到神这一边还不够啊。
And only standing on the side of God is not enough.
哦，我们接下来看哦。
Let us continue to read.
七章的第三节。
Chapter 7, verse 3.
哦，撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归向神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉。”专心归向神，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。好，在这边呢，我们看到啊，撒母耳先知进一步的告诉这些啊，站回到神这一边的以色列百姓。
So Samuel here further tells those Israelites who has standing on the side of God.
哦，单单站回到神这边还不够。
That just returning to the side of God is not enough.
哦，还必须要。一心的归顺，要专心的服事。
You must return to the Lord with all your hearts and serve Him only.
哦，所以要他们呢，啊，把这个在他们当中的偶像，哦，亚斯他录，通通要丢掉。
And to put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths.
哦，这样才能够专心归向神，才能够单单的服事神。
And only can they return to the Lord with all their hearts and serve Him only.
哦，很多时候。哦，并不是我们没有站到神这一边来啊。
Many times it is not that we are not on the side of God.
哦，也不是我们对神没有信心。
And it is not that we have no faith towards God.
而在于我们对神是三心二意。
But it is that we have a divided heart towards the Lord.
哦，就像主耶稣所说的，哦，你们又要神，又要马门。
Like what Jesus says, you want to serve both God and Mammon.
哦，啊，但是神呢，对我们的要求是什么？
But what is God's requirement towards us?
哦，如同主耶稣告诉那个律法师所说的一样，要尽心尽力、尽心尽意爱主你的神。
Like what Jesus said, we must love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
好，这是什么意思？
And what does this mean?
这告诉我们，神对我们所要的是全心 whole heart.
And this tells us that what God requires of us is our whole heart.
他不要那个一半的了。
He doesn't want a half heart.
哦，他不要那个三心二意的人来服侍他。
He doesn't want a person with a divided heart serving him.
哦，他要我们专心的来服侍他。
He wants us to serve him wholeheartedly.
他要的是一心哈，不是三心哈。
He wants one heart, not three hearts.
哦，他要我们单单服侍啊，不是啊，哦那种啊这个哦，另外哦别有哦别有期待的哦。
He wants us to serve him only.
Oh, 来服侍，全心来归向他。
He wants us to serve him with our whole heart and to return to him with our whole heart.
哦，今天呢，我们都知道教会现在很缺乏全职的工人。
And we know that in the church we are lacking full-time workers.
哦，因为我们弟兄姐妹，我们都有自己的家庭、自己的事业、自己的工作。
Because our brothers and sisters have their own family, own work, own career.
哦，所以很多时候我们并没有办法全职的哦来啊投入到圣工的行列啊。
So many times we cannot fully commit ourselves to this holy work.
啊，所以我们都希望说，能够教会能够多一点全职的工人。
And so we hope that the church may be able to have more full-time workers.
啊，尤其啊是啊这个传道人哦，这种全职的这个传道人。
Especially full-time preachers.
哦，最好每个教会有一自己的传道。
And the best situation is that every church has their own preacher.
那更好的哦，就是不要只有一个哈，越多越好哈。
And even better is that not only to have one preacher, but the more the merrier.
哎，那看到其他的基督教哈，哎，他们哦，这个牧师好几个哦，多幸福啊！
We see that other church denominations, they have many pastors.
但是我们想想看、哦、
But if we think about it,
神要的是什么？
What does God want?
神要的是全心、哦、
God wants a whole heart.
有时候全心比全职还重要。
Sometimes a whole heart is more important than serving full time.
好的，是 full time， 是全职，但是没有全心有什么用？
If you serve full time, but you're not serving wholeheartedly, then what's the point?
老是找不到啊。
We can't find the worker.
啊，老是很多工作没人做。
And there are many times the work is not completed.
没有专心，没有全心，就没有用。
When there is not a whole heart, then it is of no use.
哦，所以神要的工人是全心的工人呢，大过全职啊。
So God wants more than a full-time worker is whole heart.
哦、那今天我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹，虽然我们没有办法做全职的工人，但我们可以做全心的工人、啊、
And so all of our brothers and sisters here may not be able to serve full time, but all of us can be servants with a whole heart.、
哦、在我们的家庭也好，在我们的职场上也好、哦、在我们的学校也好，我们、啊、都能够来荣耀神。
So that in our family, in our profession, even at school, in everything, we can glorify God.
这个就是全职的工人做不到的哦。
And this is something that a full-time worker cannot do.
哦，因为弟兄姐妹来自社会的各个阶层，所以也可以深入到社会的各个角落。
Because our brothers and sisters come from all different places in society and can reach to more people.
哦，如果我们每个人都能够做全心的工人。
If all of us can be a worker who serves wholeheartedly,
哦，那个果效比全职的工人所能够带来的更大。
Then the fruit of the work has even more effect than what a full-time worker does.
哦，所以我们看到，哦，看到这里啊、哦，撒母耳哦带领着以色列百姓不但站回到神这边来。
So from here we see that Samuel not only helped the Israelites to stand back on the side of God.
好，还让他们成为啊全心的工人，单单服侍神。
He also helped them to return to the Lord with all their heart and to serve Him only.
当然，他们经历到的就是以便以谢，到如今都帮助他们的神呢。
And so of course they experienced the God of Ebenezer, the Lord who has helped them.
好，所以今天我们要经历。哦，这个以便以谢的神。
So today, for us to experience the God of Ebenezer.
哦，今天啊，或许我们之前所哦认识的、所经历的是以加伯的神。
Perhaps before our understanding of God is the God of Ichabod.
怎么转变
？And how do we change that?
站回到神这边来。
That is to first stand on the side of God.
我们将全心归向神。
To return our whole heart to the Lord.
哦，一心一意就是专心的服侍他。
To serve Him wholeheartedly.
我们一定能够经历这个以便以谢的神。
And then we will definitely experience the God of Ebenezer.
哦，那当他们一归向神。
And right when they return to the Lord.
当他们一向神祷告。
And when they pray to the Lord.
问题来了。
There was a problem.
非利士人来攻打他们。
The Philistines came to attack them.
哦，平常不祷告都没事，现在要发热心就有事情。
Usually when they pray, nothing happens, but now right when they are about to be fervent, a situation comes.
很多时候，这个弟兄姐妹当中，基督徒里头， 充斥着一种错误的观念。
Many times Christians have this wrong concept.
就是说我们信主不要太认真。
That is when we believe in God, we should not believe too diligently.
做圣工也不要太热心哦。
And do not be too fervent in serving God.
因为这样你的旗帜鲜明就会成为魔鬼火箭这个直射的这个目标。
Because then you will be the target of Satan.
就像台湾所说的拍个拍个较未着情大家不要太热心这个蒙信蒙信姑且相信就好不要太认真，太认真就糟糕。
And that is, we should not believe too diligently, otherwise we may be the target.
让魔鬼去找那个传道去找那些热心的。
That the devil go find the pastor and those who are zealous.
如果我们的想法是这样，那就大错特错了。
If we have this concept, then this is completely wrong.
无论是这里的腓力士人也好。
Whether it be the Philistines here,
还是以色列百姓他们刚他们在出埃及之后在旷野所遇到的这个亚玛利人也好
or the Amalekites who the Israelites encountered in the wilderness,
他们的仇敌是主动来攻击他们的不是他们去找敌人的
their enemies came to them. It isn't the Israelites went to fight against them.
我们看看那亚玛利人是专挑什么样的人来攻击。
We see who were the target of the Amalekites.
专挑以色列人里面的那个落单的啦，那个走在最后头的啦，那些软弱的，就会成为亚玛利人吞噬攻击的对象。
They attacked those who were by themselves or behind, and they became the target of those whom they devoured.
所以我们弟兄姐妹绝对不是拍个较未着情是拍个先着情
And so, if we are not diligent, then we will be the target.
这场战争这场属灵的征战，没有一个任何一个人能够逃脱
And this spiritual battle is one that no one can escape.
所以我们不要当耶稣基督的逃兵我们要当他的精兵
And so, we must be soldiers of Christ, not those who run away.
神就帮助我们
And if this is so, God will help us.
有个笑话这么说的
And there is a joke like this.
说在这个每个教会的屋顶上都有一群魔鬼在那边。
In every church, there is a group of devils.
那这个有些教会的屋顶上，这个魔鬼闲得发慌在那边打瞌睡。
Of devils on the roof, and in some churches, these devils are dozing off.
那你看那个屋顶下面的聚会的情况也是这样大家都在打瞌睡，祷告也有气无力。
And if you look at below into the chapel, the members are also dozing off, and they have no strength in prayer.
那有些教会这屋顶上的魔鬼在那边跳迪斯科好像这个屋顶是铁板烧哇，烫得他们在那边一直跳。
But there are some churches where the devils are jumping up and down because the roof is on fire.
就看那个屋顶下面聚会的情形。
And looking under the roof.
无论是听道也好。
Whether it be listening to sermons.
祷告也好。
Or praying.
大家都是非常的专心。
Everyone is very focused.
非常的认真。
They are all very diligent.
连魔鬼也受不了。
And the devil cannot handle this.
当然这是个故事是个笑话。
Of course, this is a story and a joke.
但这或许也来提醒我们。
But this also serves as a reminder.
我们不要抱着侥幸的心态。
We should not have a half-hearted faith.
我们要成为耶稣基督的精兵。
We must become the soldiers of Christ.
勇敢的跟主耶稣一起出征。
To courageously fight with the Lord Jesus.
那最后当撒母耳带这些百姓得胜仇敌。
And lastly, after Samuel led the Israelites to become victorious against their enemies.
他特别设了一个石碑在这个米示巴和善的中间。
He took up a stone and set it up between Mitzpah and Shen.
起名叫什么
？And what was it named？
起名叫以便以谢。
It's named Ebenezer.
也就是说，这个石头是帮助之石。
Meaning, thus far the Lord has helped us.
传道，你刚刚不是说约柜之前被掳去的时候，他们也是在那个地方，也是叫以便以谢嘛
？And preacher, didn't you say that before the ark was captured, they also were at Ebenezer?
同样以便以谢
And they were at the same place.
却有不同，完全截然不同的结果。
But there were two completely different outcomes.
为什么？
Why?
如同刚刚我们所分享的。
Like what we had shared.
一个是表面的。
One is on the surface.
一个是实质的。
And one is.
实际的。
Is true.
神不会给我们糊弄糊弄的。神看的是看实际，不是看那个表面的。
And what God sees is what actually happens, not on the surface.
最后说这个以便以谢。
And lastly, Ebenezer.
什么意思？就像这里撒母所说的，到如今神都帮助我们。
What does it mean? It means thus far the Lord has helped us.
以便以谢的神是到如今都帮助我们的神。
And Ebenezer is thus far the Lord has helped us.
告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us?
告诉是神是到如今都帮助我们的。
It tells us that the Lord has helped us up till now.
这位无所不知、无所不在、无所不能、全能的神是我们的帮助者。
This omnipotent, omniscient, and all-powerful God is the God who helps us.
以便以谢的神，到如今神都是帮助我们的。
And the God of Ebenezer, the Lord has helped us up till now.
神是到如今都帮助的。
He is a Lord that has helped us thus far.
以前帮助，现在帮助。将来还要继续帮助。
He has helped us in the past, in the present, and he will continue to help us.
神是以便以谢的神。
God is a God of Ebenezer.
是到如今都帮助我们的神。
He is the God that has helped us.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
我们是他的选民。
We are his chosen people.
神要帮助我们。
And God will help us.
愿我们弟兄姐妹，我们都能够经历。都能够认识这位以便以谢的神。
And may we all come to know the God of Ebenezer.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
491首。
491。
Thank you.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us now pray in one accord.
我们祷告同样，我们也献上我们对神在这一年来的带领看顾。
In our prayer, let us once again thank God for His guidance throughout this past year.
盼望在新的一年这个我们接下来的这个新的这一年我们同样也是经历以便以谢的神。
And hope that in this new year, we will also be able to experience the God of Ebenezer.
那我们为明天安息圣日的聚会来祷告。
Let us pray for the Sabbath services tomorrow.
也为从晚上开始在这个协力头教会举开的我们西南区的这个社青灵修会来代祷。
And let us pray for the Southwest Region Young Adult Spiritual Convocation held in Cerritos starting today.
我们也为教会里头这个我们所知道的这个需要帮助代祷的弟兄姐妹慕道朋友来祷告。
Let us also intercede for those who we know need our prayers.
我们一起同心归家祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.